Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Is there anything off the text line there real quick, Jake?
Well, I have to give Mississippi Mud Dog some credit. He's been barking at me because I say that because he's the Mud Dog.
I like it.
But he's been arguing because I did say that Kenny Bell was not on that 2014 team, but he was. So good job by Mississippi Mud Dog. Better memory than I have of how long Kenny Bell's career ended. I thought for some reason I was thinking 2013, but he brought that up. So he was saying, yeah, that 2014 group of Kenny Bell, Jamal Turner, West, Camp, and Pearson L. would be a group that he would put up there.
Man, we've had a lot of talented position groups, a lot of talented guys come through. You know, you think about maybe guys who were here and kind of in and out from guys like Maurice Washington. Who was the kid out of Omaha that took the option pitch against Northwestern and went like 80 yards?
Xavier Betts.
All I could think of was Xavier Watts. And I'm like, that's not him. So Xavier Betts, you know, and a lot of guys like that. And you think about some of the guys that are here now. Like, you see talent, you see ability. You got to get it out of them. And I'll tell kids that I'm coaching, I'll tell people that I chat with, I've seen a lot of people who were talented in my life, and guys who do great in practice, but carrying over into a game, carrying it over into a game time situation, carrying it over to the situation where everybody's watching. Frankly, there's times I wish I would have done it better. There's times I'm proud that I did it as well as I did, but there's times I look back and I'm like, man, I wish I would have done this differently. It's not always the easiest thing in the world. I do believe the talent is there. It's there in our wide receiver room. It is all about, how does it gel? How does it gel with the quarterback? How does it gel with the running game? How does it gel with the O-line? How does it gel with the new wide receiver coach, D. Shorts? How does it gel with Holgerson? How does it all come together? How does the improvement from last year work out? How big is the improvement? I expect improvement. The question is it small? Is it average? Is it above average? Is it huge? How does it all work and come together? All right. We do have a special guest on at this time. All right. We have had some big-time recruiting news and updates over the past couple of weeks, the past week, this weekend. Now, that's something we're going to discuss in the last segment going forward as well. But we've got a surprise interview at a man who just committed to the University of Nebraska over this past weekend, a four-star tight end. All right, Mr. Luke Sorensen chose the Huskers over Ole Miss and Penn State when he announced this past weekend he was going to come join Nebraska and the Big Red. How you doing, Luke? How you doing, my friend?
I'm amazing. How are you guys?
Dude, I'm pumped. I'm pumped to have you a part of Husker Nation. I'm pumped to have you on air. Talk to me, because Nebraska is making some big waves when it comes to making big impact on big-time recruits across the country, such as yourself. What stands out to you about Nebraska? What made you choose Nebraska to come join the Huskers?
You know, at the end of the day, it was the coaches and the people for me. You know, obviously, anywhere in the Big Ten, the SEC, you're going to find good coaches, but I felt Nebraska was just something different, you know. I think Matt Rhule is one of the greatest coaches alive. I think that what he does is special, especially in college football. Coach Satterfield, the tight end coach, is one of my guys. He's one of my favorite coaches I've ever been recruited by. And I just think that there's a lot of special things coming to Nebraska that a lot of people aren't going to know about until it hits them.
So I know when you announced, you talked about the culture at Nebraska. I got one of your quotes in front of me. You said, and I quote, in the end, it was the culture of the program, the character of the coaches, and the expectation to perform and win at a high level, not just for next season, but for the future of the university. They believe in me, not just as a player, but as a person, end quote. And Matt Rhule has talked about not just recruiting highly ranked recruits, but recruiting the right type of person and player that fits in with what they're trying to do there. What about you fits in with what Matt Rhule is trying to do? Because obviously there's a great fit there.
Yeah, so Matt Rhule is all about development. You know, I've only been playing football for about 2 years, right? I've been playing, last year was my first year playing tight end, right? So I'm still learning about this game. I'm still new to all this, you know, all the lifting and all the football specific training, right? So I'm all new to that. And I feel that Matt Rhule and Coach Satterfield are going to make me the best tight end possible. And I think that they do that through the intentionality in their coaching. I think they're very intentional coaches. They know what it takes to win and they understand what it takes to be a good tight end. And so, you know, Coach Corey, who's a strength and conditioning coach over there, I felt like their nutrition and their strength and conditioning programs is the best in the country without a doubt. They spend the most money on it. They are the most intentional. The stuff that they have is, you know, high next level. You're training like Olympic professional athletes, which is what we are at the end of the day. And so I feel like a combination of all those things is what's going to make you the best tight end. That's not at the University of Nebraska.
So it's interesting because you alluded to this is only, you know, about your second season playing football. You were, as a freshman, you weighed 185 pounds. You were actually, I believe, a right tackle. Then you moved to tight end before your sophomore year. All right, now you're up to 6'3 and a half, 6'4, 250 pounds with some big hands, size 17 shoe. Talk to me about, it's a two-part question, because my dad wouldn't let me play football until I was in seventh grade. Okay, so I felt like that was a little bit later on start. Obviously, you started even a little bit later on. What was the reason for playing a little bit later? And the second part of that question, you already clearly have a love for the game. What has endeared you to football that makes you love it so much already?
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You know, the reason why I started late was, you know, my dad was a basketball player. He grew up on Long Island, right? He's a big dude, about 6'6 and a half, 6'7, you know, big basketball player. Both my uncles played football. One of them played, he was a walk-on at USC, right? So there was a lot of football and basketball in my family. But my first, like, sport that I really loved was baseball. That's what I dedicated all my time to. I played on on travel teams. I played on, you know, high-level baseball. And then after that, I picked football up, and I was like, wait a minute, like, this is what I want to do. Like baseball is cool and all, but, like, this is what I'm meant to do, is play football. And so even though I started late, I felt like I still had that athletic ability because I played a bunch of sports growing up. I did karate and taekwondo for about 7-8 years, a lot of jiu-jitsu stuff, Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I wrestled. I played rugby. I played pretty much every sport I ended up playing or trying out, at least. And so I felt I always had that athletic ability. And then, you know, once I got into football, the reason why I just loved it so much was because I grew up with two twin sisters. So there wasn't a lot of rough housing. You know, most guys that grow up with brothers have ability to kind of train with their brothers and mess around and stuff. I didn't get that. And so I felt like football gave me an opportunity to kind of fight for someone, you know, for, you know, 10 other guys on the field, which is why I felt like the greatest team sport is football. And that's why.
All right, man. So I've always been intrigued by self-defense, brilliant Brazilian jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, etc. What's the highest level of belt that you've reached? I know you've done quite a few of them, but what's the highest level of belt that you've reached in one of those?
Highest level, I think I stopped, like, I forget how the rankings go. I was like one or two before black. So I was decent, but I stopped too young to like get to like black belt or anything like that. But wrestling, I wrestled my first year, like doing actual wrestling, I wrestled varsity at 179 or the 197s. And then, from there, I just focused on football. But my freshman and sophomore year was 179 at varsity.
Man, I tell you what, nobody's going to want to get around to fisticuffs with Luke in practice. This dude knows how to defend himself. He knows how to take it to somebody else. It's interesting. I've always said, don't mess with wrestlers, not just guys with Brazilian jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, karate, etc., but like wrestlers. You don't mess with wrestlers as a general rule.
Want to mess with a wrestler.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. So you talked about the weight room. You talked about the facilities. You talked about the strength and conditioning coach, Corey Campbell. Dude, the weight room there is just freaking phenomenal. I'm not just saying that. Like, I walk in, I'm like, holy crap. Talk to me about your impression when you first saw the facilities and the weight room.
My first time walking in that weight room, I stepped foot. Like, my unofficial visit, I stepped foot. And then all the players already know who I am. They start running up to me, you know, dog pile. Like, it was just awesome, right? And so it was a great warm welcome by the players. And then just seeing them, how they work. I mean, you want to talk about a blue blood team that just works and that and is all about getting better at football. You look at Nebraska weight room, because the way they just crank things out, it's a well-oiled machine. You know, some weight rooms are about the hype. Some weight rooms are about the quote-unquote grind. This was just about getting it done and getting it done right. And so that's what I like, because that's how Servite's weight room is run, because we have our head coach, Matt Chandler, who was a Marine. And so he runs it just like Coach Corey does. And so it's very cool to see the two correlate.
Look, it's interesting. Your recruiting profile definitely includes that you're a phenomenal blocking tight end. And we've already talked about maybe some of the reasons that kind of go on there. But that's usually not just happenstance. There's an art and there's a physicalness to that. So I got to ask you, what do you like more, putting somebody on their butt or going out there and catching the ball?
You know, I think that the notion behind me being just a blocking tight end is incorrect. Obviously, I love to block, but the reason why a lot of people don't see me as a pass catcher is because we didn't have a quarterback my junior year. Our quarterback got hurt week two, so we're playing with the freshman. But at the end of the day, I'm always going to take being able to say, I put you on your back as you're going to be 4 yards off the ball. And now, you know, it's a first and 10, we just ran inside zone over. And like, you can just ground and pound the run. Pass catching, I think, is cool, right? I think that it should be an equal split. You got to be able to do both. But I think an inline tight end that can block the way I do is a lot more valuable than a big receiver. And I think that I will always take, you know, driving a guy off the ball than running the big route or something like that.
I will never forget, this is years ago, I interviewed Will Bolt, Nebraska's baseball coach. I was 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I interviewed John Cook about a year later, Nebraska's volleyball coach at the time. And I asked them both the same question. I said, if you could give any piece of advice to a young athlete out there, what would it be? And they said to play multiple sports. And the reason for that is a lot of times when you narrow down too soon, you almost cap out too soon. And sometimes you can wear out mentally, fatigue, physically, wear out the same body parts. But if you played multiple sports, and dude, you played a ton, as you laid out, your best future, your best development is still in front of you, because you're barely scratched the surface of what you can do, especially since you just started playing football. And it's interesting, because I'm not just saying that because Luke's on air. Like, if we were to go to break, I would have said that the next break, because a lot of times those are the guys that will take off when they go to the next level of college and develop, because they barely scratched the surface. So Luke, first of all, welcome to Nebraska. Welcome to the Husker Brotherhood. Thanks for taking the time to join me. And I can't wait to see what you do once you don the Nebraska N.
I appreciate you guys for having me on. I love doing this type of stuff. So thank you guys.
All right, man. I know you just got done finishing a workout. Keep grinding and don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.